This is episode 2375 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to day 7, the final episode of our series, Single Tasking, the opposite of what we so often do, and that is to multitask. There are numerous studies showing that our brains don't function quite as well. In fact, they don't function very well at all. There's research that shows that when we multitask, it actually reduces productivity by as much as 40%, according to some researchers. We've been following along this week with the book called Atomic Habits by James Clear. And in this book, he has 4 laws to form good habits. And today you're going to discover law 4. And this week, you've also had the challenge every day to focus on one thing. What has been your one thing? In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you reflect back on your week. And the final episode, I believe, is one of the most important episodes because you're able to do what James Clear highly recommends as you set new habits, and that is to notice your bad habits and notice what you're doing really well. He says that if you're having trouble changing your habits, the problem isn't likely you, it's likely your system. Bad habits repeat themselves, not because you don't want to change, but because you may have the wrong system for that change. He says, you do not rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. And the way to make good habits easier to implement is to make them obvious, attractive, easy. These are the 3 laws you've discovered in the 3 previous episodes. And the 4th law is what you're going to be discovering today. And that is to make good habits easier, make them more satisfying. So as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate, I wonder how you're doing. Have you noticed a difference in how you approach your day? Have you paused throughout the day and even thought of your habit, even if you didn't do anything, even thinking of your habit, remembering it, getting used to the idea of this habit is progress. He emphasizes throughout the book how it's these small incremental steps we take on a consistent basis that move you forward. So, as you focus on the 4th and final law of behavior change, making your habit satisfying. He says that we are less likely to repeat a bad habit if it is painful or unsatisfying. He also talks about how having an accountability partner can create an immediate cost to inaction. If you care deeply about what others think of you and you want to let them know that you're honoring whatever agreement you made to them in regard to your habit, you don't want to let that person down. You don't want them to have a lesser opinion of you. So if you know that someone else is watching you, this can be a powerful motivator. So think about who you might reach out to help you be more accountable to your habit. And he says how habits are easier when they align with your natural abilities. So choose those habits that suit you the best. He even encourages you to play a game that highlights your strengths. So maybe if your habit is to improve your relationship with someone, maybe you could make a game out of how many times you reach out to send gratitude, or even to think of this person and send them gratitude, whether you let them know it, which is ideal, or not. If you simply think about this person with gratitude, that's going to impact how you act around this person. You might try to do this 5 times each day. And when you reach that 5th time, reward yourself. Go for a walk. Meditate a little longer. Treat yourself to something that really inspires you. And keep track of this too. He says that professionals stick to the schedule. Amateurs let life get in the way. So habits plus deliberate practice equals mastery. And if you'd like a short synopsis of this book, I'm reading to you from 4pillarfreedom.com, where they review the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. So they give a really good summary of his most important points in the book. So this is where you can find out more. Well, now I want to guide you as you meditate, as you sit up straight and close your eyes. Bring to mind your one thing you've been focusing on this week. Notice how you feel. Notice each inhale and each exhale through your nose. Begin to reflect on this past week and think of the times when you made small incremental steps towards your one thing, towards this habit you're focusing on. And notice that when you took these steps, remember how you felt and what inspired you, what made it satisfying to take these steps. Notice if there was a pattern. Was it that you built a system, that you scheduled it, that you set boundaries around the time you would begin creating your habit? Celebrate these times. These are victories, and they add up to massive change. As you reflect over the week, consider when it was difficult to move forward with your one thing, where you may have forgotten to do it. Or maybe you were doing it, but you weren't finding it satisfying. What could you have done differently? What will you do next time? Allow yourself yourself to sit in stillness, mentally affirming, I give myself permission to slow down. Meditate a little longer. Celebrate your wins and notice, without any shame, without any blame, the times that were difficult and what you could do to improve. These are perhaps your biggest lessons. Allow yourself to sit in stillness for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.